You're with SBS Radio.
There's still not enough data on the Omicron variant of the coronavirus to find out whether it's more severe than other strains, according to the World Health Organization. Its technical lead on COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, says the variant has not been circulating long enough to analyse it reliably.
What we are learning about Omicron is certainly we have this increased transmission, but the information on severity is still uncertain. We don't have that complete picture yet, and it is too early to conclude whether or not Omicron is less severe than Delta or is as severe as Delta.
The WHO's Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says Omicron will become the dominant variant in the continent in the new year. He says its severity should be known in 3 to 4 weeks.
There is no doubt that Europe, once again, is the epicenter of the global pandemic. The top 10 countries with the highest mortality are in Europe and Central Asia. Last week, we had 27,000 extra COVID-19 deaths, 2.6 million new infections last week, which is 40% higher than the same period last year. And now we have Omicron taking over. The good news is, because it's important to give people the hope, there is optimism, we know what to do.
Omicron is already dominant in the United Kingdom, Portugal and Denmark. The Nordic nation recorded its highest daily case numbers since the start of the pandemic this week, at 13,114 infections and 17 deaths. Despite the high numbers in Europe, Mr. Kluge says there is no reason for panic. In Britain, the country's medicines regulator has approved vaccinating vulnerable children aged 5 to 11. While in England, the self-isolation period has been reduced to 7 days from 10 for people who get a negative result on a lateral flow test, 2 days in a row. And in Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the new wave of coronavirus is not a case of déjà vu.
No estamos en marzo de 2020 y no estamos en las Navidades del año pasado. Vivimos un momento afortunadamente diferente.
This is not March 2020, and this is not last year's Christmas. Fortunately, we are living in another time. 90% of Spanish society, 12 and above, have been vaccinated, while this time last year, nobody was. That's why we will intensify vaccination and we'll put into action prevention measures such as the use of masks. I'm completely aware of the fatigue and concern over this new wave, and also of the exhaustion provoked by so many months of this pandemic, but we have to trust our strategy.
Spain will make it compulsory to wear a face mask outdoors again and speed up the vaccination process. Nearly 80% of its population is vaccinated, with the booster program gathering pace. But the recent arrival of Omicron has sent case numbers rocketing, with a record of nearly 50,000 new infections this week. In Nigeria, more than 1 million expired doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been thrown away. Faisal Shuaib, head of the Nigerian National Primary Healthcare Development Agency, says the doses arrived in the country close to their expiration date.
We had no choice to accept these vaccines with short shelf lives because we are interested in protecting our citizens from COVID-19. So even as we accepted these vaccines, we were cognizant of the fact that there are a lot of other challenges that we have to overcome in order to get these vaccines to the arms of Nigerians. So I'll tell you, for example, some of these vaccines came in with short lives of about 4 weeks.
The West African country has been seeing a spike in confirmed infections since it detected the Omicron variant late last month. The vaccination rate is rapidly picking up, but only 2% of eligible people are fully vaccinated so far. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.